From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Italian officials say Anas Amri, the Tunisian man suspected of carrying out the deadly attack Monday on the Berlin Christmas market, was shot and killed by police at a train station. Marco Minniti is Italian Interior Minister.
Questa notte alle tre del mattino.
He says that tonight at 3 a.m. at Sesto San Giovanni, Milan, during a normal check operation, a state police patrol stopped a person who was acting suspiciously. At that moment, the man got hold of a pistol and, without hesitation, fired towards the police agent who had asked for identification documents. The policeman is called Christian Movio. The patrol reacted immediately to the shots. Luckily, the agent Christian Movio was not hit in vital parts. He's recovering in the hospital. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in the Palestinian territories. This after Egypt's president received a phone call from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. A statement Friday from Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said the two leaders agreed on the importance of giving the new administration a chance to deal comprehensively with all aspects of the Palestinian cause to achieve a comprehensive settlement. It is rare, if not unprecedented, for a U.S. president-elect to insert himself into real-time diplomatic efforts. A video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by Islamic State in Syria on Thursday. U.S. Defense Department spokesman Peter Cook said in a statement, if confirmed, the United States strongly condemns this barbaric act, and this outrage only reinforces our determination. This is VOA. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Friday that Russia, Iran, Turkey, and Syria have agreed to hold peace discussions in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, to resolve the conflict in Syria. Speaking at his annual end-of-the-year news conference, Putin said the recent evacuation of Aleppo was the largest international humanitarian operation in the modern world and would not have been possible without the active involvement of Russia, Turkey, Iran, and the goodwill and work carried out by Syrian President Assad. The peace talks in Astana are expected to be held in January. The war-torn city of Aleppo has been recaptured, the Syrian army says, marking its biggest victory in the nearly six-year civil war. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said that Bashar al-Assad's forces bear responsibility for what they did to Aleppo and Aleppo citizens. On the Bangladesh-Myanmar border near Teknev, ethnic Rohingya are using the area as an entry point into Bangladesh to escape prosecution in Myanmar's Rakhine State. Steve Sanford reports.
In the last 2 months, hundreds of boats loaded with Rohingya Muslims fleeing Myanmar have arrived near the border town of Teknev. Among the latest arrivals, a distraught mother and daughter, shaken by the uprooting in their homeland.
In my village, my cousin, who is a woman, she got raped by the soldiers. She's my family. I saw what happened to us. We had to escape.
Myanmar government spokesman Ja Motun is encouraging witnesses to come forward with evidence to back up the claims. But as the days pass and access to Rakhine State remains controlled by the Myanmar military, more new arrivals are expected seeking help. Steve Sanford reporting for VOA News, Teknev, Bangladesh.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted on Thursday that the United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. He gave no context or details of what he meant. This is a seeming contradiction of decades of American policy. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Thursday the Obama administration has been trying to get us on a path to a world without nuclear weapons. A Trump transition spokesman says that Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. In a related story, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.